You might recognise that idea. It's one of the first things that the Buddha's recorded as saying in the Dhammapada. The Dhammapada is one of the oldest texts, the footsteps of the Buddha. Very beautiful set of verses with some of the kind of stripped back teaching of the Buddha. Poetic utterance, but almost like when I read the Dhammapada, I like to think of someone sitting still and quietly for a long time and then saying something into the space and into the silence. So I'm going to read you three translations of the opening lines of the Dhammapada that take on this idea. So this is by Buddharakita. Mind precedes all mental states. Mind is their chief. They are all mind wrought. If with an impure mind a person speaks or acts, suffering follows them like the wheel that follows the foot of the ox. Mind precedes all mental states. Mind is their chief. They are all mind wrought. If with a pure mind a person speaks or acts, happiness follows them like their never departing shadow. So that's Buddharakita's take on the opening verses. This is Thanissaro Bhikkhu's translation, quite a different flavour to it. Phenomena are preceded by the heart, ruled by the heart, made of the heart. If you speak or act with a corrupted heart, then suffering follows you, as the wheel of the cart, the track of the ox that pulls it. Phenomena are preceded by the heart, ruled by the heart, made of the heart. If you speak or act with a calm, bright heart, then happiness follows you like a shadow that never leaves. One last translation is by Sangharakshita. Again, quite a different translation. Much more technical translation in some ways, but it does give you, again, some of the rounded out texture of the whole thing. Experiences are preceded by mind, led by mind, and produced by mind. If one speaks or acts with an impure mind, suffering follows, even as the cartwheel follows the hoof of the ox drawing the cart. Experiences are preceded by mind, led by mind, and produced by mind. If one speaks or acts with a pure mind, happiness follows like a shadow that never departs. So again, what are we saying at the start of meditation about reality not being an abstract concept? Reality has to be an experience, and an experience that's rounded out and textured. You begin to get maybe some kind of flavour of that from those different translations. And the flow of all that, the flow of the process that's being evoked there, is what makes us up. It's what makes us up. We are that, or at least we're part of it. We're not a unity. We're not a self that's fixed. We have agency. We can act and choose. And we do that guided by our practice and by our transformative experience of mindfulness and of metta, that deep kindness that is metta. But in a way, we're bigger than ourselves. We're bigger than us.